With one exception, College Station City Manager received recommendations which went into his decisions that led to eliminating 27 full and part-time positions. David Neely says removing the Economic and Community Development Office was his decision based on resources he has in his office.
We spend about $500,000 running an Economic Development Department currently. And with myself, which I have 30 years of economic development experience and a new assistant city manager who has just about that much experience in economic development, I believe we are very adequately prepared to handle whatever comes our way in economic development.
Two people were moved to other departments and four others were let go. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Four members of the Historical Preservation Commission and a volunteer all want the Heritage Programs Coordinator to be full-time. Jerry Cooper told the council not to reduce the property tax rate.
$15 is all each one of them will benefit. But you'll cost the city $500,000 in funding that could help solve this problem and solve some of the others that you've been struggling with.
Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz told the council the halftime position will work out of his office instead of the conference center where additional employees are available.
Our plan is to actually look at utilizing volunteers and interns as we do now, still getting them into the program and doing things for us. But also to look at more support from the administrative staff of the Parks and Recreation Department, which, you know, we want to be there to support what's happening so that there is a backup. If there are times during the year when she needs a little extra help, we're there to do that.
Schmidt says Heritage Programs is being returned to its original status as a part-time position. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Over $1 million a year is given to the local Convention and Visitors Bureau through College Station's hotel motel bed tax. An internal audit by the city raised questions that were addressed at the last city council meeting. Newly elected Councilman Carl Mooney is on the audit committee and is a city representative to the CVB board.
While there were some policies and procedures that were in place, there was somewhat of a laissez-faire attitude with regards to their enforcement, that concerns me. I am pleased, though, that the leadership that now exists in the CVB, particularly with regards to Mr. Goodwin, seemed determined to make certain that we are down the right path.
CVB Director Shannon Overby told Councilwoman Julie Schultz they did not have itemized expense reports sought by the city, one of the faults found in the audit.
Ty is absolutely correct. We're not here to defend every single one of these. We did not have adequate documentation, and that will be put in place.
And I know that this looks very damning, and I really do appreciate the fact that you guys were willing to open everything up and say, you know, we are an open book. We're not trying to hide anything.
Internal Auditor Ty Elliott told the council the risk for fraud, waste, or abuse existed at the CVB. Since the audit, the CVB board has drafted new policies that will be presented at next week's council meeting and will be voted on by the board September 14th. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Using a baseball illustration, Councilman Jess Fields batted below the Mendoza line. Fields went 2-for-12, striking out three times with Keep Brazos Beautiful. Fields first attempted to wipe out the city's entire contribution of over $55,000. That request died for the lack of a second, as did a reduction of over $9,000.
The $2,000 for trash off, $4,000 for wildflowers, $1,000 for the banquet, and the $2,240 for banquet tables, totaling $9,240 of the $5,240.
Motion dies for lack of a second.
Okay, well, I guess we love wildflowers.
There was a vote on Field's third attempt, a reduction of $2,500 lost on a tie vote. On another beautification topic, Fields questioned, and Mayor Nancy Berry reacted to Fields about money spent on landscaping around the new Twin Oaks landfill.
It's not like we have people driving by every day.
Are you saying you'd like to let it look like a dump?
Well, believe it or not, Mayor, and it is in Grimes County, so.
Fields did get unanimous support to move the source of money the Arts Council receives from the general fund to the hotel occupancy tax. and having staff research ending the transfer of utility money to the city's Economic Development Fund. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Leaders of the Edelweiss Homeowners Association said after canvassing 90 homes three times and mailing two rounds of letters, there was majority support to remove parking on one side of two streets. At the end of a 75-minute dialogue, the council tabled the request. Councilman Carl Mooney wanted the renters and homeowners to know the safety dangers that applies in Edelweiss and other neighborhoods in College Station.
When you have 3 inches to spare on either side of your emergency vehicle, you cannot navigate through those streets quickly. If your cars are the ones that are slowing down the response time of the fire department, you are jeopardizing the safety of your neighbors.
The council banned parking near College Hill School along Gilcrest and Ashburn in an effort to get parents to drop off and pick up students on campus. And school zones were approved around Greens Prairie School and Reuter Road and Greens Prairie Trail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. 7 months of work behind the scenes have ended as the Bryan and College Station City Councils adopted an agreement spelling out the development of the Westside Biomedical Corridor. The 12-1 combined vote implements the measures. Only Bryan Councilman Mike Sutherland voted no. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says there's already interest from medical technology companies.
We are, you know, amongst the finalists of some, multi-billion-dollar corporation thinking of bringing their research labs here and wanting to locate in this bio-corridor, but you never know what their final decision is. But we're certainly in the running for quite a few, and if we get a fair percentage, we'll have some significant announcements to make.
The agreement covers sharing expenses and revenues on developing streets and utilities on almost 200 acres from the area of University and Welburn to the new Health Science Center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.